Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Why and this ministry in regards to what they're doing with this Abolition Summit. Abolition Summit 2014 is going to be an awesome conference that they have put together. It's going to be August the 6th through the 8th in Kansas City, Missouri. Do what you can to be there. I mean, we have been talking extensively, sharing on VFN TV, VFN Radio, regarding the plight of over 1 million women and children that are being sold as slaves today across the country and even in the United States. I mean, the World Cup has just finished up, and there has been so much outreach in terms of you know, educating the people in Brazil. I know that Operation Blessing did a documentary. Their goal was to set up 12 houses of prayer to pray for the women and the children there. Over 600 million people visited Brazil for the World Cup. Many, certainly not all, but many people that were visiting Brazil were looking to take advantage of not just watching the World Cup and soccer, but they were looking to exploit women and children that have been taken as victims, helpless.
Yeah, the amazing thing is like when you hear a lot of these things that are going on, me, I was personally shocked to realize the significance and the prevalence of how much slavery still exists. And it's just like, we can't just turn a blind eye and say, you know, that doesn't involve me, I've never seen it before, because it is involving many others. And there's a lot of people that are trapped, and it's not a choice. They find themselves in this, and then they fight trying to get out.
Yeah. And there's other organizations that we've supported. That you'll see them on our online presence at VFNTV.com under Links, which is Underground Railroad. And it's an operation that literally goes to extract. They actually go into these countries and with former Green Berets, you know, military, Navy SEALs.
Ex-SEALs, CIA.
Yeah. And with government approval, I mean, they legitimately go in there and extract and pull these women and children out. And what we want to do is wrap around these women and children and to help them, you know, get back into society. Not long ago, we shared about a young lady, a young girl in New Jersey who was taken advantage and lied to, and she was being manipulated over the telephone while in her own home, and her parents had no idea what was going on. And she was basically seduced out of her home, led away. And she was, you know, saved within 48 hours. But even within those first 48 hours, she was already trafficked. And so we want you to watch from Benjamin Nolet. He is the founder and CEO of Exodus Cry, as he shares a little bit about his heart and about their mission and what they want to accomplish. Watch this.
Early in 2007, I heard a story about a 15-year-old girl who was abducted in front of her very own house and forced into sex slavery. The thought that this could be happening in our modern-day society horrified me. And I gathered with some others and we organized a solemn assembly, a prayer vigil to cry out to God to end this injustice. And the very next day, there was a huge human trafficking bust. And we realized two things. Number one, this is a spiritual issue, and prayer has to be the foundation upon which we combat sex trafficking. The second thing we realized is that we have to put feet to our prayers, that we actually have to do something to bring an end to this injustice. Today, our small efforts to stop sex trafficking have evolved into an organization at Exodus Cry of people working full-time to prevent sex trafficking, intervene where it occurs, restore its victims, and create films exposing this injustice. We are encouraged and inspired every single day to keep fighting for the women and children held captive, because God wants to set the captives free.
Amazing. Exodus cry. Every person should be free. And that's, you know, we're freedom fighters. We are freedom fighters. And, you know, the Lord came to set us free, to break the yoke of bondage and to deliver us. And we need to do our part. And I like what Benji said there, that we needed to put some feet to our prayers.
Amen.
Yes, we can pray. It's the chief thing, the most important thing that we need to do is pray. Mm-hmm. Always first. A lot of times people, you know, want to do something, but they don't have the heart of God. They don't have the wisdom of God. They don't have the artillery of God. And they zealotly, with zeal, go out to do something and they crash and burn. And so all things should start, you know, in prayer and intercession, which is standing in the gap. And then from that place of intercession, from that place of seeking God's heart, God, what do you want to do? God, how do you feel about this? What are your strategies? We talked previously on VFN TV that those who do know their God will do great exploits, but you got to know him. And he has to know you. And the greatest place that you can begin to know God is in the place of prayer. And so we want to encourage you that not to diminish prayer, but to understand, God, what is your heart? Mm-hmm. And God will begin to burden you. He'll begin to shed light. He'll begin to give you divine strategies and wisdoms and things that you can do yourself to be involved. Remember that you can always, always give yourself in prayer. You can always give of your finances and supporting those that are actually have boots on the ground, if you will, that are already have ministries and organizations and are already activated in this operation. And then, of course, you can actually, if you feel led and called, to give of yourself in, you know, this ministry and this rescue mission. Mm-hmm. And so we have several segments that we're going to make sure are highlighted to this, that you can get a good understanding and get some context to what's happening. Listen, if we ignore the plight of people that are being sold today as slavery, I mean, that is evil. We need to have the compassion of God. And so many times, you know, we could be so filled with a narcissistic self-view of our life, of what's happening to me, our next vacation, our job, our children, that we fail to walk around with the compassion of God, to see those that are suffering. And I believe that when you get close to God, when you spend time with him in prayer, when you have a God consciousness instead of a self-consciousness, then God will begin to share his secrets, like Amos says, with his friends. He'll begin to share with you the things that are most burdensome in his heart because he can trust you. And he shares them so that you can dialogue with him and you can advance his purposes on the earth. Some of the breakout sessions, if I can get my pager for you, some of the breakout sessions in the Abolition Summit is, we're going to make sure that they're available for you. I had them up here a second ago, but we'll make sure that they're available for you in terms of what they're going to be covering and what they're going to be sharing. We want to encourage you. It's August the 6th through the 8th in Kansas City, Missouri. And you want to make sure that you're in attendance or at least supporting those that will. Together, through prayer and advancement and putting feet to our prayer, we can actually put an end to human trafficking. We can believe, like Exodus cried, that every person should be free and we can rescue them from the hands of the evil one. Let's do this together and save those who are being abused.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.